Chairman of the Expediency Council warns about enemies' plots to threaten Iran. Interpol Secretary General appreciates Iran's anti-terrorism efforts. Rights group says U.S. commits war crimes in dealing with the terrorism suspects. And India-U.S. nuclear deal faces deadlock after Indian opposition group puts off talks. In the name of God, the compassionate and the merciful, hello everyone and welcome to this edition of IRYN and English News with me, Nima Chitsas. The head of Iran's Assembly of Experts stated on Wednesday that the West sees the Islamic Republic as a big obstacle in the way of achieving its goals in the Middle East. Ayatollah Rafsanjani said although Iran has achieved great success in various fields, is currently moving through a sensitive situation. The official said the enemy is conspiring to threaten Iran by political and economic pressures, among other issues. He stressed Iranian nation's resistance against foreign pressure and the noted that the country can rid itself of threats if it remains active on the international scene. Rafsanjani also stated that Islamic countries should forge unity to prevent materialization of enemies' objectives. Interpol on Wednesday appreciated Iran's anti-terrorism efforts at the regional and international levels. Interpol Fusion Task Force to the Middle East began a two-day conference in Damascus, the Syrian capital, to discuss counterterrorism with the security representatives of the region's countries.
Director General of the UN Nuclear Agency, Mohammad al-Baradei, has rejected the U.S. attempt to force Iran to give up its nuclear rights as futile. The IAEA chief told German Daily Spiegel that the U.S. and its allies cannot force Iran to suspend uranium enrichment by exerting pressure or restrictions. Once again, stressed that the dispute over Iran's nuclear program could be resolved through diplomatic means. Al-Baradei also said the IAEA inspectors have not found any deviation in the Islamic Republic's nuclear program. Iran's ambassador to International Atomic Energy Agency says the Islamic Republic will never give in to the illegitimate and illegal pressures of the U.S. and its allies. Al-Azhar Sultaniyeh said the Islamic Republic of Iran will never yield to the illegal U.S. pressures to pull out of the Non-Proliferation Treaty and freeze its uranium enrichment program completely. The U.S. President Bush's popularity has hit the rock bottom, with less than one-fourth of Americans thinking he is doing a good job. A new opinion poll shows that a meager 24% of respondents gave Bush a positive rating, which is a score worse than that of any president in the history of the United States. The poll also showed 80% of Americans think that the U.S. is on the wrong track. And four Japanese robot manufacturers have joined forces in an effort to get their cell phone control humanoids into homes in Japan and abroad.
The Israeli occupying regime and Hamas appeared poised on Wednesday to begin a six-month truce following Egyptian mediation to end suffering of impoverished Gazans. Hamas Prime Minister Ismail Haniyeh said all the factions agreed to the truce, but Hamas reserved right to defend itself if the Israeli occupying regime continued assaults on Gaza. Haniyeh warned that if Israel violated the terms, Hamas would respond. On Tuesday, Hamas official Mahmoud Zahar held a news conference in Gaza City to announce that Hamas had accepted the ceasefire. An Islamic Jihad spokesman also insisted that his group would honor the ceasefire despite several reservations on the terms.
We agreed for a bilateral, immediate ceasefire between the Palestinian side and the Israeli side. And we addressed that will start on the expected Thursday, 6 morning. The time of the ceasefire, according to our acceptance, is 6 months.
As long as Israeli regime is committed to this period of calm, then so will we. We will then keep an eye on Israel's implementation of the terms of the calm. We will not be an obstacle in the way of implementing this deal for a calm, despite our reservation on many of the conditions included in the text of the deal.
Well, you're watching IRIN and English News. Now, mourning continued in Baghdad on Wednesday after a powerful car bomb killed 63 people and wounded 75 others. Bereaved Iraqis continue to recover bodies of their relatives who were killed in Tuesday's car bomb in a crowded market area in the capital. The bomb in a pickup truck blew up near the main market in Al-Hariya neighborhood in northwestern Baghdad. The blast set fire to 20 shops and leveled a multi-story building. Many women and children were also killed in the bombing. The attack comes just weeks after the U.S. military announced violence in Iraq has dropped to a four-year low. Another Iraqi government has said it banned any deal with the members of the terrorist Mujahideen Khal organization and called on the U.S. to stop supporting the terrorist group. The government said the cabinet has decided to ban any dealings with the terrorist group by any Iraqi or foreign individual, organization, or party inside the Iraqi territory. It said the terrorist group is meddling in the country's internal affairs and supporting anti-government activities. Statement warned that those who violate the order will face charges under the anti-terror law. Iraq's main political blocs in the parliament has earlier demanded the expulsion of the MKO members from the country. Now, a human rights group has accused the U.S. government of committing war crimes in a report alleging torture on several terrorist suspects in U.S. custody. Physicians for Human Rights announced its findings on Wednesday after evaluating 11 detainees held but never charged at Abu Ghraib prison in Iraq, in Guantanamo Bay, Cuba, and in Afghanistan. Dr. Alan Keller, a medical evaluator for the study, said they found clear physical and psychological evidence of torture and abuse, often causing lasting suffering. The doctors' group based in Cambridge said it uncovered medical evidence of torture, including beatings, electric shock, sleep deprivation, sexual humiliation, and sodomy. It said there is no longer any doubt that the current administration committed war crimes.